At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, Shirley, it's a little sensitive. This right here is gingivitis. Gingivitis. Yes, yes.
You haven't been to the dentist, huh?
Yes, this is nasty. Gingivitis, people. Let's go. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Kelvin Davis.
Yeah, this is Kelvin. Who am I speaking with?
How you doing, Kelvin? Let me make sure I got the right Kelvin. Kelvin, you at the job, you work on the fourth floor, right?
Yeah, I work on the fourth floor.
Are you in the cubicle next to Randy?
Yeah, matter of fact, I am. But who am I speaking with?
Well, I'm not at liberty to give my name right now, but I'm bringing some news from the job that I think you might want to, this is some news I think that you would probably want to know. And let's just say I'm an employee from another floor, and I got wind of what was going on the fourth floor, and I wanted to bring it to your attention because I think on your floor nobody's bringing this to your attention. You know.
Okay. So let me get this straight. You can't tell me your name, but you work on a floor below me. Do you know me?
I've seen you before. I've seen you before.
Okay, no. Do you know me?
I mean, I don't know you, no. So, no. Let me.
Okay, so how did you get to so-called being the spokesperson for people who work with me?
Hey, man, I just wanted to give you the news because the whole fourth floor is gossiping about you and nobody's telling you what's going on.
Okay, so obviously the gossip about me has gotten to you on the third floor, and now you are coming to be my deliverer, so to speak.
I'm just a guy bringing you some news, man. I'm just here to let me ask you this, bro. Are you flossing at night?
What business is that of yours?
I'm just asking. Are you flossing at night? Do you floss on a regular basis?
Yeah, I floss on a regular basis. What's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
Okay. When's the last time you've been to the dentist?
Man, who the hell are you?
Hey, let me tell you, to be honest with you, man, my problem is not really with you. I'm really upset with the people on the floor that's not telling you. But you know.
Well, why ain't you talking to them?
Well, the problem is, man, is that they talking about you and they're not telling you what your issue is. So let's get to the issue at hand. So you are flossing. You are flossing. That's what you're saying?
Straight I floss.
Okay, are you brushing your tongue?
Come on now. You don't have to question me about my hygienic makeup. Okay. You don't know me. You have never talked to me, but you're going to side with a bunch of folks that think they can work with me.
I'm not siding with them, brother. I'm not siding with them. But
if you're making a call on their behalf, you're siding with them.
Okay, Kel, listen to me.
This is messed up, dude. Really? You don't even know me and you want to approach me like this?
So, Kel, they think you have gingivitis.
Oh.
I mean, when you go to your dentist, are y'all cleaning below your gums?
Dude, the dentist do what he do. I'm laying there with my mouth wide open. And I go more often than every 6 months. So what the hell are you talking about?
Well, okay, something is wrong. Okay, and everybody's saying that it's you, it's your breath. That's just they saying they leaving the fourth floor to go down to the lobby just to get some fresh air.
That's bull. Well, this is what I want you to do. Since you're speaking on their behalf, tell every one of them sorry so-and-sos that if they got a problem with me, they need to come approach me. And then if it's that bad, I'll blow my stank ass breath in their face. Bring it on, because this conversation with you is really way off base, because you have no business calling me, telling me what they say.
Can I give you some items to mix together for you to gargle with later tonight?
Can I give you, so you work You work in the building, but now you're a dentist. Man, you know what? This is bull. And we going to settle this tomorrow, first thing in the morning. When I, matter of fact, I'm going to go to the fourth floor and wait for all these sorry so-and-sos to come up there who's been talking about me behind my back. And guess what? You invited to the party too, player. Since you're going to be their representative, each one of them lying b****es when they get in there, as far as I'm concerned, when tomorrow get here, is going to be ass whooping. And if you want some of it, show up since you're the representative. Because you can get a
Do you think it could be some cavities or something? Do you think you
Yeah, it's going to be cavity. My foot in your cavity ass is what it's going to be. And whoever else want to try to take it out, they're going to get it in theirs. So guess what? It's on tomorrow. I ain't got gingivitis.
Are you only brushing in the morning when you leave for work? Are you only brushing
me? Have you not understood me? Don't keep questioning me. You can question me tomorrow after I whoop their ass and yours.
Then you can you bring
why'd you do me this way? Then I tell you.
Can you bring your toothbrush tomorrow?
Yeah,
I'll bring
a toothbrush. It's five fingers on my toothbrush. I bring them, they be balled up, and you will get the Mr. Cleaning that you ain't never thought you would get from a dentist.
Okay.
They just don't know what you started.
Hey, man. Hey, bruh. Calm down, man. Just calm down. We're trying to fix the problem.
This is going to fix the problem.
Kevin, you kicking ass is not going to change your breath.
I ain't going to worry about it. Them lying jokers can come down there and sit in your cubicle.
All right, so do you want to know who put this out there? I want you to know me when you see me tomorrow.
Go ahead and lay it out for me. Tell me who the hell you are.
So this is Nephew Tavi from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Randy got me to prank phone call you, man.
You know what? You almost called me to say something. You is lying to me. How you going to call brother and do me like that, man? Yeah, okay, I got you.
You wait till I see Randy in the morning. You wait till I see him.
All right, man. Give it to me. Tell me what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
Without a doubt, man. It got to be Nephew Tommy and the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, goodness.
Come on here and put some speck on my stupid. Put some speck on it.
That does not go together.
Yeah. You got to put some speck on my stupid. Mm-hmm. You know when you're talking to somebody with gingivitis, you know immediately, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You immediately take a step back.
Yes. You don't want
powerful.
To use no words start with H. Hey, how you doing? Good God.
Crazy, man.
Get ready. Blues and Comedy. That's Dukes and Boots. Blues and Comedy. It is going down in Tupelo, Mississippi. That is the farewell tour of Sir Charles. It is in Tupelo. That is Saturday, July the 26th at the Cadence Bank Arena. Tickets are on sale right now. And let me tell you, Shirley, Junior, Mississippi, Monica, I just added a show. Let me tell y'all what I'm going to be. I'm going to be at the Helium Comedy Club. That's going down July 18th through the 20th in Atlanta, GA. All right? Helium Comedy Club. That's out in Alpharetta. Tickets on sale right now. The Nephew is coming to town. Everybody that was on Ready to Love ATL, all right, season one and two, y'all better come holler at your boy.
Uh-huh. All right, Nephew. Thank you.
Shirley, you want to be on the show?
Uh-uh. I love you and everything, and I just like to watch, okay?
Sure.
the Strawberry Letter. Yeah.
That didn't sound right either.
The show Ready to Love. Did I have to say all of that? All right.
Straight.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.